Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to The Following On podcast in partnership with the ECB. I'm John Norman, and I'll be joined by former England internationals Alex Tudor and Matt Prior to look back at day four of the first test between West Indies and England in Antigua, with England closing on 217 for one, a lead of 153 heading into day five. For after toiling away all day yesterday, it took just three balls for England to wrap up the West Indies innings, with the home side dismissed for 375.
Leach in again, bowls a quicker one, and that's hit him on the pad. There's a big appeal for leg before wicket. Up goes the finger.
England trailing by 64 runs at the start of their innings, and things got off to the worst possible start.
Here is Roach again, hits Alex Leach on the pad. Up goes the finger. I'm surprised by that.
When Leach fell, England still trailing by 42 runs, but Joe Root joined Zach Crawley at the crease, and the rest was history. The day belonged to the England opener, who reached his second Test match century.
That should be it. That will be it. Whips it past mid-wicket. You can hear the England fans. They're all on their feet saluting what has been a quite superb knock from young Zach Crawley.
Plenty to come over the next 15 minutes or so. You're listening to Following on TalkSport 2. OK, well, look, let's start the show at the top with the opener and the Centurion, Zach Crawley.
Oh, it means an awful lot, yeah. You know, it's been a while since my first tan, and there were times last year when I didn't think I'd get another one, so I'm very pleased with performance, and I'm pleased with the position we're in, thankfully.
And 24, when you lost that first wicket, maybe people were thinking about another collapse, but that partnership with Joe Root at the moment stands at an unbeaten 193. What was key during that partnership for both of you?
Oh, Root's such a calm head, and he was telling me to, you know, stay concentrated, and, you know, they bowled really well in times, and we just had to weather those storms and then come back and score more freely at times. But he's such a calm head and experienced player that, you know, I took a lot from him, and he played beautifully himself.
And the conditions out in the middle, day four, it still seemed to be quite easy for the batsmen, or is that something that we're just looking at, but you played really well?
No, it's definitely still a good wicket. It hasn't broken up as much as we thought it would at the start. We're hoping it's going to break up quite a bit tomorrow and, you know, give us a good chance of bowling them out.
A lead by just over 153, one day left. What are the prospects of a result tomorrow from your point of view?
I think we've got a good chance. You know, obviously it's we give it a good go in the morning, and we give ourselves a chance of winning it. And, you know, we're certainly going to try and win it.
Exceptionally well played once again. Congratulations, Zach.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
That was Zach Crawley, Centurion. 117 not out. Joe Root, 84 not out. Matt Prior and Alex Tudor are alongside me. And there was a couple of nervy moments early on. He was given out incorrectly, actually. He would have been out for a naught in pre-DRS days. But he wasn't. He went on to score a century. Possibly slightly fortunately. I think he was caught, wasn't he? But the third umpire didn't agree. But look, yesterday, was it 2 days ago or 3 days ago? I can't remember, Matt. But the point you made was that it really is over to these players. That's it. Forget Anderson and Broad. Forget all of this. It's about going out there and scoring runs or taking wickets. That's it. And Zach Crawley has scored 100.
Yeah, and you could see the relief on his face there. You know, again, there's a lot of demons. There will be a lot of demons for a lot of individuals from the Winter, the Ashes. Zach Crawley in and out the team. I think he's a really good player. I think there's some technical aspects we spoke about it. The strong bottom hand that he has that will get him in trouble at times. But he's a very talented player. He plays some beautiful shots, especially today. And look, sometimes you just need that bit of luck. That bit of luck that just the tide goes your way. You'll have a lot of bad luck in your career, I'd say much. So when you get it, you've got to cash in. And that's exactly what he did. He could have been out for naught, as you say. Luckily, DRS is there, saved him. But you've then got to go on and say, right, today's my day. It was really interesting around the sort of he fought hard the first 30, 40 runs, and he got to around 45 and he hit this crisp cover drive. Beautiful shot. And it was almost like he just went, I'm back in. And his whole body, shoulders dropped. The way he was moving, there was a much more rhythm to it. It was more flowing. There was more confidence. When he played a forward defense, it felt like really assured. His body language changed. It was almost like someone flicked the switch and he was like, I can do this. I can do this. I can succeed at test cricket. And then you got to go on and score the runs. And it was fantastic to see him get over the line and get that 100. And he also mentioned there, you know, having Joe Root at the other end. Having someone with that experience, just talking you through it, the 80s, the 90s, don't do anything daft, you've got time, just settling him down and making sure that his man got to 100, got to three figures. Again, that's good from the captain.
Chutes?
Yeah, I think the best thing with that, with batting with Joe Root, what he does is he releases the pressure because he doesn't eat up a lot of balls. He does rotate the strike. He's busy. And I think anyone who's feeling a little bit under pressure as a batter, batting with Joe Root, that sort of gets released a little bit because the way he goes about it. He's a unselfish runner as well. He'll run your runs. I've played in teams where people only run hard for their runs. Joe Root does it both for his runs and his partner as well. So he had a great ally there. And yeah, I'm happy for him. You know, as you said, he came out of that Ashes series, not many did, with... He could hold his head held high. You know, he did extremely well when he was called upon. As Matt says, he's got a few issues, and I think that will come to the fore more when the wicket slightly does more or bounces more. You would have to just check himself a little bit. What he did, once he got to sort of 40, when he was making that defensive shot, he was waiting slightly longer for it. He wasn't playing away from his body, which his bottom hand can do when he's looking to get at the ball because... You know, he's a player that, you know, he likes to be aggressive, likes to assert himself on the bowler. But in doing so, he just feels like he's just trying a little bit too hard. But being with this wicket where it's quite dull, Sol, I think it just helped. So he was able to play it later. Then you said he's punched down the ground, anything on his legs, that's food and drink for him. And he played well. And what he needs to do now is just make sure he makes that score and go big. As you said, he's only... His score against Pakistan when he got that double 100, 267 or whatever it was. He'll be looking to do that again because at no stage do I think England will be pulling out to give West Indies a go. They'll just bat. As you said, you've got Dan Lawrence coming in next. He needs some time at the crease if he gets a chance because, as I said, these guys look like they're bedding in for a bit of bed and breakfast.
And what of the captain, Root? You know, we spoke about Crawley. It was not unexpected, but it was... heartening to see. Quite the opposite with Root, wasn't it? He just didn't look at flustered at any stage of that innings.
Just pure class, really. It's what we've come to expect. Man of Joe Root with the stats that he has and the games that he's played. He just looked like Joe Root, playing the ball really late, playing straight, complete control. And again, that's why I mentioned, you know, for Zach Crawley, the young player, making his way, having someone like Joe Root at the other end. Even when you're standing there, a non-striker, and you're just watching your captain bat like that, you're learning. You're learning as you're watching him go about his business, running hard between the wickets. You can't help but have that sort of transfer onto you and onto your game. So, you know, that again is great news for Zach Crawley. I think Joe Root, in his own mind, there are a couple of things he'll be thinking about. One, the decision to move to three and the way he said, we're going to go learn about ourselves and I'm going to learn with you. I'm going to take myself out of my comfort zone at four and I'm going to bat at three because that's what's right for this cricket team. That was good leadership. But then you've got to go and perform. And that would definitely have been a monkey on his back. So if he can go on tomorrow and get three figures, batting at three in the second innings, having made that decision, that is a huge, huge boost for Joe Root and therefore a huge boost for England cricket.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And West Indies, they toured away. They didn't have the control that England had yesterday. They couldn't keep the runs down. They were ahead of the game for much of the day. But really, I mean, a draw's looked a favourite result for a couple of days now. How would you assess how they went? The spinner, Tom Wall, particularly expensive today.
Yeah, England played him extremely well. He didn't look, as potent. You're not going to do on this wicket. A lot of times when he's running up, he's stopping. He must have done it about eight times. So something's not quite right. Well, you know, the seamers, you know, Kemal Roach again, Sells, they come in, they bowl well. Azhari Joseph in that last spell, I thought, you know, he's sort of picking his knees up and he was bowling sort of 143, 142, so he's getting it down there at a fair click on this docile pitch. He's obviously trying to make something happen. So they kept going, which was good, because sometimes your head, you can throw in the towel and it's a bit of a possession. You're thinking, oh, you know, a wicket's not really going to happen. But they kept running in, trying to make things happen. They came round the wicket, tried to get him, Zach Crawley on sort of round the rib area. Didn't quite work. And he was able to pick up a few boundaries that way. But the way England went about it, this is exactly what they needed today. Everyone said the pressure's going to be on the top order. But they've ticked that box today. They've done extremely well. Happy for Zach Crawley getting 100. Joe Root's obviously, hopefully on his way to another, as I ever say, every time I watch him, it's like a masterclass. I always say for young players, if there's anyone that you want to watch, the way they go about and accumulate runs, not just beating the ball, but running your runs hard, hitting it to areas, playing the ball where the fielders are not. Joe Root is that guy. And it is, it's like a masterclass. When he's getting runs, it's like a masterclass. And it's great to see him getting runs again.
What about tomorrow? Do we think we can get a result? I'm going to go real positive. Here you go, Johnny Dider. You're looking at me like I've lost my mind. But I'll tell you where I'm coming from. Well, first things first, England have to start. They have to come with the right mindset tomorrow morning, right? And they have to get set again, earn their right, get the first half hour out of the way, etc., etc. But if they can, if there's still only one down, they can have a bit of a go. And sometimes you can shock the opposition because West Indies could turn up. I remember we played against Sri Lanka at Cardiff and it was rain. Strauss suddenly went, lads, we're going to have a go. Declared, out of nowhere, you're in. We had them 5-0 in 5 overs or whatever it was. And suddenly they're hopping about. And I don't care who you are. I don't care how flat the pitch is. You lose early wickets and you've got to bat out 3 hours. And there are men around the bat. And you know you're not going to score the runs. Mm. All you can do is block and defend. The wicket suddenly feels like it's doing all sorts.
I would agree with you. But if England had come into this series with a few wins, I just think the mindset, and we've seen it before with Joe Root, some people have questioned, does he make the right decision, be it a declaration, does he go on too long because he wants that security, he wants that 400 just in case. I would say yes, if we're being positive, yes, as you rightly say, you would want three hours, your bowlers go hard, get Leach in there, maybe even Joe Root, Lawrence, people around the bat, put them under pressure, especially that fragile West Indies batting lineup. But to be fair, I can't see it. Maybe in a different time, possibly.
Well, we'll find out, won't we, here on Talks or Two. Chudes, thanks so much for today. You've been an absolute legend as forever. I suppose a lot of it will be down to the fitness of Mark Wood. If he recovers from that elbow, well, you never know, do you? We'll be back here. Matty P will be back here, as will I. Neil Manthorpe, Jared Kimber, Andrew McKenna, as well as Mark Butcher, Samuel Badry, and Curtly Ambrose. How about that, eh? Oh, yeah, and Harmy. He's still talking. His fader was taken down half an hour ago. He's still talking. Thanks for listening to the following on podcast. And also thanks for listening to day four from Sir Vivian Richards Stadium and the first test match between West Indies and England.
Leach in again. Bowls a quicker one, and that's hit him on the pad. There's a big appeal for leg before wicket. Up goes the finger.
Jaden Seals, LBW's Jack Leach. West Indies have been bowled out for 375.
We've got the situation with the roller once again, the member of the ground staff. He's saying, no, it's 7 minutes. I've been told I have to roll it for 7 minutes. The senior umpire, Joel Wilson, is actually now shooing him off. He's saying, could you get off now? We're ready to go.
That is the inducker from Roach. Worked away by Crawley through square leg. And it will go all the way to the boundary.
Here is
Roach again. Hits Alex Leach on the pad. Up goes the finger. I'm surprised by that.
He's not hit it. He's on his way.
Is he?
Ricketts
hit
it.
Oh, hello. You're dead right.
Greg.
And Alex Leach is on his way. Thrashed away through the offside. Lovely shot again from Crawley. This time it's gone all the way for four. And a little lap sweep now from Zach Crawley.
Yeah, very clever shot.
Well, he's pulling Jason Holder on this occasion. And he's pulling him through mid-wicket for four.
Roach in again. Worked nicely behind square on the leg side by Zach Crawley to bring up his 50 from exactly 100 balls. I really enjoy the fact that Brathwaite, he's not going to give himself half a dozen overs, but just every now and then he thinks, we see how they handle a few club cricket second 11 lobs.
I'm telling you now, Brathwaite's getting me out every day of the year.
Because the village blacksmith comes on and bowls his
long hops. We just get long Jaffa or...
Yeah, can't hit a long hop.
How old are you, the village blacksmith?
And easily steered away by Joe Root, who brings up his 50. 54th test 50.
Short delivery and edged over the slip cordon. Not sure where that shot came from.
It's like that ball is coming from a different test.
It gives Crawley some width. Cracked away for four. Crawley moves to 94 and the score 169 for one.
Well, our partnership's getting some runs, Johnny.
I tell you what, mate.
The last three
Manners
overs.
And Matty P, they're packing their bag. They're off.
That should be it. That will be it. You can hear the England fans. They're all on their feet saluting what has been a quite superb knock from young Zach Crawley.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.